Friendship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Beloved, we've come to the Daily Devotional on today's program. We're at part 18 of a series on the character of Jesus. I just wanted to bring you up to speed as to what we've looked at so far and some of the characteristics of Jesus that we have studied so far in this 18 parts. We're going to do 60 parts, but let's have a look what we've done so far. We've looked at love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, forgiving, humility. We've looked at fairness, courage, friendship, honesty and truthfulness, dependability, gratitude, and today, part 18, we come to responsibility. Responsibility, and to look what Scripture says about that, we're going to go to the book of Romans, and we're going to start from verse 11 of the 14th chapter. And this is what it says. It says, "For the Scriptures say, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will confess and give praise to God. Yes, says Paul, each of us will give a personal account to God." He goes on and says, so let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. Beloved, that is so, so important. What a word. And we do have responsibility. And I believe this too, to each of us that is given an amount of responsibility, if we handle that responsibility correctly, then more will be given. That is the fact. And Jesus was so responsible because he was without sin. I love that part in Romans 14 where Paul says, and he's quoting from Scripture, he says, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, every tongue will confess and give praise to God." What that means is, all of those people that you've spoken to about Jesus, all of those times when you have spent countless hours talking to somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, every single one of those people that do not respond will have to give an account of themselves. In other words, beloved, when they get to glory and they will get to a certain place when they go from this life and they are met by the judgment seat of Almighty God, they will be judged on what they know. They will be judged on what they know. And I want you to imagine, if you will, a courtroom. And this is the important thing. God, our Father, is the judge. Jesus is the advocate. And he is standing there as Satan is the prosecuting counsel. Because Satan wants that person. But what we need to know is that when we come to court and we stand before Almighty God, every single one of us will not just stand, we will have to kneel. And just imagine that person who refused to believe in Almighty God, when he stands before Almighty God and he sees what a mistake he has made, he or she will have to bow their knee. They will have no opportunity. They will not be able to arrogantly say, "No, I refuse." They won't be able to. They will not be able to, beloved. They will bow their knee. Listen, I can remember talking to John Bevere some years ago now, and I was interviewing him on television, and it was really interesting. He was talking to me about a time when he was preaching in South America, and he was preaching in this aircraft hangar. And all the people, there were about 4,000 people gathered, and they were worshiping, and the worship band was at full swing. And none of these people were taking much notice at all. Well, some of them were, but most of them weren't taking any notice. They were talking to themselves, talking to each other, talking about what was on the telly last night. Did you see the football, etc., etc., etc. No one was taking much notice of the worship, and the worship band were trying so very hard. And John Bevere couldn't stand it any longer, and he went to the platform, and he just said to the worship leader, "Excuse me, I've just got to stop the worship a moment." And so he stopped the worship and he spoke to the people and said, "Do you realize what you're doing? You're in the presence of Almighty God and you're taking no notice. How disrespectful. How dare you do this?" And with that, there was a sound, and John describes this sound as louder than a 747 going right the way through that aircraft hangar. And everybody in the place fell to the floor because they couldn't stand it. They were so scared, so frightened, and they were on their faces, beloved. Every single person was on their face because such was the power of Almighty God going through that place. And every single one of the people that were there can testify to the fact that the presence of God was there so powerfully. Beloved, every single knee will bow before Almighty God, and every tongue, listen, every tongue confess that He is Lord. It is our responsibility to let people know this. It's not a simple matter of just bringing them the story of Jesus and how He died on the cross at Calvary. But it is our responsibility, and we're looking at the responsibility today as a characteristic of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility, get this, it is our responsibility, yours and mine, if we are saved, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, it is our responsibility to warn people in a loving way that at the name of Jesus, every single knee will bow and every single tongue confess that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is our responsibility. It is our responsibility to know and to do what God and others expect of us. That's something else. It is our responsibility, yours and mine, beloved. I was talking in the first hour about us not lording it over those that are entrusted to us. And this works so well together. I've said this many, many times, how the Hour One Nugget and the Daily Devotional seem to go hand in glove every single day. And that is not engineered by me at all. That is Almighty God. But let me tell you, it is our responsibility, beloved, to know and to warn people about what is going on. When Jesus preached about hell, when He talked about hell, He didn't say it as an accusatory thing. If you don't watch it, that's where you're going. Oh, no, no, no. What He did was to warn people lovingly. And it's important that we warn lovingly. Just as a father would warn his child, his little child, not to touch the radiator because it's hot, he's warning that child. He's not admonishing him. He's warning him and saying, "Don't touch it, because if you do, you'll get hurt." Beloved, it is our responsibility to warn those who don't know Jesus that final judgment will come, whether they like it or whether they don't. And they need to be warned. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that You would light our bushel. You would light that flame, Father, and then fan that flame so that we can warn in a loving way. And we can tell people the truth instead of making it all nice and neat. Bring this word to life for us in Jesus' mighty name. I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.